Good evening, everybody. My name is Walt Opie. I work here in the communications department here at Spirit Rock. And I'm just have the great honor of introducing Shantam Seth tonight, who's here from India by way of New York and Massachusetts and a couple other places, I think. A lot of people, I think, may already know a little bit about him. I'll give you some quick background. Shantam Seth is a teacher and well-known guide to the sites associated with the Buddha in India. A Buddhist practitioner, he is an ordained teacher in the Zen tradition of the Vietnamese master Thich Nhat Hanh. He teaches in India and other countries and has been leading pilgrimages under the name In the Footsteps of the Buddha since 1988. And he's taken, I believe, all the who's who of the Buddhist world on these pilgrimages, including, I believe, Robert Thurman, Ajahn Sumedho, Joan Halifax, Roshi. He regularly leads a pilgrimage with Stephen Batchelor, which is where I met him in January. And I kind of feel like Shantam is someone who's never met a stranger. And I know some people in this room can attest to that. And without further ado, I'll hand it over to Shantam.
Breathing in, breathing out. Okay. So thank you very much for welcoming me to your spirit land. And it's for me it's like a pilgrimage coming here. I met my own Dharma teacher, Thich Nhat Hanh, in California in 1987. So when I was invited to the East Coast, I couldn't but come to the West Coast. It was like I was drawn here. I can't come to America land and or turtle, whatever you call it, turtle land, and not come to the other leg of it. And so I'm here, and I'm very grateful to Jack and Sarah and others for allowing me to share a little bit of what I know and what I love with you. And I was going to share this with Mark Goldman, who was supposed to be the person this evening, whose slot it was today. But he found a way to go to Europe instead. So I'm filling in. I gather there's a particular format you have, which is that we have a sitting from now to 7:15 till 7:55. And then we have a little bit of a break and with announcements, and then we come back and for the talk, as it were. I don't know the normal format of your sitting practice. Maybe you're normally used to a silent practice. But I thought, and somebody's thought, it may be good to shake up the thing a bit and have a little guided meditation. And if you find that the guided meditation is sort of irritating you because of this voice, then just treat it like irritation, you know? That's what's happening, discomfort. They always say the sound is one of the toughest things to handle in practice. And the Buddha used to say it's like a thorn. So then just practice the thorn meditation. But what I'm going to offer you is really some basic practice. Sarah mentioned that we have many different people from different stages of meditative practice, some beginners and some who've been practicing some time. So what I'm going to offer is just a little bit of awareness of breath, just the basic awareness of breath, moving from that, using that energy of the breath to the body, and then just calming our mind and releasing all our projects and ideas, and then just coming really into the presence of this moment, realizing that this moment is a wonderful moment. We have many, many conditions of happiness here and now. You know, the fact that you can hear, I don't know if that's a condition of happiness, but at least you can see at this point, and you can see, hear, sit. We have, you know, we have good lungs to breathe. So even looking at those and realizing that we're in a very good space right now. So to come into the presence and know that it's a wonderful moment. And what I'll do, and this is, and then I'll lead into a sort of visualization practice, which is what my own teacher Thich Nhat Hanh has taught me, and I practiced for some time with that, is using four images. So the first image is of seeing ourselves as a flower. Some of you may have done this, and you see, you actually become the flower. So you choose whichever flower you want, whether it's a daffodil or a rose with a few thorns. And then you feel the freshness of the flower. So with the in-breath, you just see yourself as a flower. And with the out-breath, you feel that freshness. And this is one of the qualities we try and develop in practice, the quality of freshness. So it's the way of visualizing it in ourselves. And the second image is of the mountain. And, you know, seeing the stability, the solidity we have of the mountain as we become a mountain. You know, when we have a very strong emotion that arises inside us, we get swayed. Like if you see a tree in a big storm, you'll see that the top of the tree is moving all over the place and you think the tree is going to break. But if you look at the trunk of the tree, it's solid if it's well rooted. So it's the same with us. We come out of our up here and come down to our abdomen, and we become aware of our breathing, the rise and fall of the abdomen. So that's what I always advise. If you're familiar with this sort of breathing, it's fine, but I think it's off breathing awareness here. But you can use this abdominal breathing. I find it much more helpful. So it's the same with the tree, with the mountain image. And then we have an image of still water. It's like a lake, like a clear lake. So when we can make our mind as still as a clear lake, then we can really reflect things as they are. You know, you can see the full moon reflected as it is. When the lake is rippled, you don't see the reflection as it is. And that's really the cause of a lot of our suffering, the wrong perceptions we have, the not seeing things clearly. And we can also look very deeply into a clear lake. And the last image is of just becoming space, seeing space within us and outside of us, just becoming that space and feeling the freedom which we have with that space. Because sometimes we clutter our minds and our lives so much that we don't really have the space, and that then we can't really expect to be free from whether it's our habit energies or our different sort of afflictive emotions. Can you hear me? I should have checked. You can hear me? It's a little down. It's too loud. Okay. And if I'm eating up my last words, which I tend to do, please tell me. So that's basic practice. When I'll invite the bell, I find that a little tough. So I'll just invite my small mini bell. And with the bell, I'll just then, you know, give some instruction. And before each new instruction, I'll just invite the bell like this. Just wake up the bell, as it were. And I'll say something like, breathing in, I know I'm breathing in. Breathing out, I know I'm breathing out. And I'll just give a word, in, out. So with the in-breath, you can just follow your in-breath. And just remember, in, out, like that. Or you can say, you know, flower, fresh, like that. If you forget, don't worry. Just come back to your in and out breath. If your mind wanders off, when you catch it, just smile, bring it back to the image we are following. It's okay? It's clear? So you're probably all good yogis, so you know how to sit. So I made a mistake a few days ago. I was teaching at a school called Phillips Exeter Academy. And I was teaching them meditation. And I said, well, you see, one of the very good positions to meditate in is lying down. Except that you can go to sleep. That's what the downside of it. So, of course, 20 of them just immediately lay down. And I didn't have the heart to tell them. They were really tired. It was Friday evening. I said, go to sleep if you have to. So if you're really tired, that's what you do. But so just sit steadily. If you're on the ground, on the floor, then sit with your, you know, with your knees on the ground as far as you can, and at least the three-pointed steady, you know, tripod sitting. If you're on the chair, put your feet on the ground. Don't cross your feet, and just keep this area of your abdomen free, open, so it can. So for that, you know, try and keep your spine straight. You can imagine a thread holding the top of your head, imaginary thread, and your ears can be in line with your shoulders, your nose in line with your navel. Not stiff, just comfortable, steady. And just follow the sound of the bell into your breath. breathing in. I know I'm breathing in and breathing out. I know I'm breathing out. In, out. So be aware of the breath from the beginning of the in-breath to the end of the in-breath, from the beginning of the out-breath to the end of the out-breath. Just follow the whole length of the breath. In, out. Find it easier to maintain awareness of breath by just putting your hand on your abdomen. You can do that just to feel your in-breath and out-breath physically. And be aware of the quality of the breathing, whether it's a long breath or a short breath, how your breath deepens and slows down. Deep. Slow. So while maintaining awareness of breath, use that same energy to calm your body and to make your body feel at ease from the top of your head to your toes. Breathing in, I calm my body. Breathing out, I feel at ease. Calm, ease. breathing in, manifest a gentle half smile, and breathing out, release all your ideas, projects, thoughts from your mind. Breathing in, I smile. Breathing out, I release. Smile, release. Breathing in, I'm aware in this present moment. Breathing out, I know this is a wonderful moment. Present moment, wonderful moment. So while maintaining your present moment awareness through the awareness of breath, as you breathe in, see yourself as a flower. As you breathe out, feel the freshness of that flower. Flower, fresh. flower, fresh. Breathing in, I see myself as a mountain. Breathing out, I feel solid. Mountain, solid. Mountain, solid. Breathing in, I see myself as still water. Breathing out, I reflect all that is. Still water, reflecting. still water, reflecting. Breathing in, I see myself as space. Breathing out, I feel free. Space, free. Space, free. Please open your eyes, massage your feet, massage your face, Just feel easy. Just care for your body.
How does everyone feel?